around the bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Akari v'Torah lo yifchos mishlosh pesukim. Every person who gets an aliyah, you can't read less than three pesukim. Lo yikrul maturgam an yoshim pasach echad. And if it is a maturgaman, so you read one sentence at a time, and he's matargim it in the Torah. With a navi shlosha. And navi, if the Torah, we want to make sure that people don't make any mistakes. So every pasuk is maturgam, because this way the maturgaman doesn't forget what he has supposed to say. But in navi, it doesn't make that much of a difference, and therefore you can read three pesukim, and you matargim three pesukim at a time. Hayu shloshtam shlosh parshios. Korim echad echad. If the three psukim and the navi were three different parshios, then you read each one separately. Medalgim b'navi, they medalgim b'torah. You're allowed to skip around in a navi, but not in the Torah. Vad kamahu medalig ad kadesh shelo yitzok ha-maturgaman. And how much are you allowed to skip? Enough that the maturgaman doesn't finish by the time that you're ready to start where you're skipping to. Okay, v'lo yikari l'maturgaman yoshi posuk echad Rashi, shelo yita maturgaman ha-matargim al peh. The maturgaman has to remember bal peh what the posuk was, so you can remember one posuk at a time. V'navi shloshim yirtza. If you want, you can read three psukim in the navi, and the matargim can be matargim three of them together. V'lo ichbaslon im yita. It doesn't make that much of a difference to make a mistake. V'lo nafkamina hora, because the navi don't learn halachas from. Where do we find three psukim that each one is a separate parsha? Medalgim b'navi, mi parsha la parsha. You're allowed to skip around in the navi. The ein medalgim b'torah. Shashomea sakofetz v'makom l'makom ein libo miyushav l'shmoa. When you listen to somebody skipping around, you don't pay attention that much. And therefore, by Torah, like we said, it's more important because there's halachas, and in the navi, it's not that important. If you make a mistake, you won't listen to something, it won't be gefirlich. Vad kamahu medalik benavi, shol yifsok hameturgaman. How much are you allowed to skip? Only enough that while you're skipping and turning the scroll, the maturgaman won't be finished yet, being matargim. Shol yidalik mokum shukore, elikadesh yucha logulis ha-sefer, the likros b'makom hadilu kodim shigmar hamaturgaman targuman mikra shidalik zeh. Mishum she'ein kovet tzibur lamud shom b'shtika. It's not kovet tzibur to stand there without doing anything while they're rolling the scroll. Honey gimel psukim connected me. The fact that every person who gets an aliyah has to read three psukim minimum. Where does that come from? Amar avasi connected Torah neviim uksuvim. V'lo yikrul maturgam an yosemi pasuk echad uvenavi gimel psukim v'mhayu shloshim sholosh parshios kori echad echad kigon. What's an example where you have three psukim in a row and each one's a separate parsha? Kiko amar Hashem chinam kartem kiko amar Hashem elokim mitzrayim yored ami v'rishona v'yato malipo nu'um Hashem. Three psukim in Yishayahu, one after the other, and each one is a separate parsha. Okay, Rashi. Okay. Now, medalgim benavi ve medalgim betorah. Brahmini, kori achri mos the ach beoser, right? The kohen gadol Yom Kippur would read achri mos and then skip to what's it called to emor and read the part about Yom Kippur and emor. So he rolled the Torah and skipped from achri mos till emor. I v'hoka medalig. Amar Rabbi Elokashi, kan bichdeshi yitzrek ha-maturgaman, dechan bichdeshi lo yitzrek ha-maturgaman. That which you're not allowed to be medallic in Torah is only if you're skipping and the maturgaman doesn't have enough time, has more than enough time to finish. But if you're going to skip and the maturgaman is going to finish when you finish skipping, then it's okay. Mor says that can't be. V'halak tani, medallgim benavi ve'ein medallgim betorah. Vad kamahu medalig ad kadesh al yisig maturgaman. Nichlal de betorah klal klalo. The Mishnah's mashma not like that. The Mishnah says even in the navi where you're allowed to skip, you're only allowed to skip as much as the maturgaman won't finish. Right? Mashma in the Torah, even if the maturgaman won't finish, you're not allowed to skip. So that can't be the answer. Elom rabbi elokashi. Kan be inyan echad, kan be shtey inyanos. Depends if it's one inyan or two inyan. One inyan, like the Yom Kippur, from Achrimos to what's it called to Emor, it's all one inyan, and therefore you can skip. But two separate inyanim that you can't do, except in the Navi, and there only if what's it called if the there's not going to be more time than it would take the Maturgim and the Matargim. When it says Batanya Medalgim Torah Binyan Echad Uvenavi Bishnei Inyanim, right, and that's what this Brisa says. Brisa supports that. The Brisa says you can be medalig in the Torah in one inyan, and in a Navi even two inyan. Kan v'kan b'chdei shel yitzaka maturgeman. And however, both of them, it's only you can roll if the maturgeman won't finish by the time you finish rolling. So the tzibur's not standing there quietly, well, while they're rolling the Torah. Tanya, idach ein medalgim in Navi l'Navi, uve Navi shel shnei masor medalig. You can't skip from one Navi to another Navi. But by Shnei Masor, since they're small Nevi'im, you could skip from one to the other. You can't skip from the end of the Sefer back to the beginning, but you can skip ahead from one to the other. Rashi. Kore koin godl achrimos b'yom ha-kipurim, mishnehib meseches yoma, v'ach ba'osu l'chodesh, v'yesh kandilu, the parshas ach ba'osu l'chodesh, ha-shvi parshas emor al-kohanim. So you're rolling from Achrimos till Emor, right? And that's in the Torah. The first Baya wanted to say that the difference is whether you're rolling only enough time for the Maturgaman to finish, or it takes longer than that. They're right next to each other, and therefore it's not going to take too much time. The Maturgaman is not going to finish before they finish rolling between the two parishes. Right? So the Mara says I can't be, because in the Mishnah it says that you can't skip in the Navi unless there's just enough time for the Maturgaman to finish. And surely in the Torah you can't skip even with that condition. Binyan Echad, so Mara says, no, there's a different tonight. If it's all one inyan, Shishnei Midabrim Bedover Echad, they're both the same subject. Like Yom Kippur, ve'en kan tiruf hadas. That's why skipping, if it's all one subject, doesn't confuse people. Hilkach kilo matzik turgum medalik. Shari shneim be'inyan Yom Kippur medabrim. Masnis niktoni klalo b'shneim yonim. Kigomi parshas negoim v'parshas zavim. V'atanya b'nichusa, and this is a support from this brisa. Ein medalgim inovli novi, sheish kan tiruf yosemidai. From one novi to a different novi, then even in the Nevi'im you can't skip, because it really mixes people up. We skip by Vayichal. It's all one inyan, and it's not a long thing. It's just one column, and therefore it fits all the conditions of being able to skip, even though it's a Torah. Okay. Hamafter b'Navi hu poris al shema, v'hu over lefnei ateva, v'hu nosei eskapa. Right, the person who gets mafter, right, since it is not such a great covet. So we make it up to him. And he gets also, together with Mafter, he gets to be Poris al Shema and to be the Shlich Tzibur. And to be Nosei Eskapa, although if he's a Kohen, anyway he's Nosei Eskapa. If he's not a Kohen, he can't be Nosei Eskapa. It means he gets to be the leader, the guy to say the bracha louder, or whatever. Or it's talking in a case, they say, with a Tzibur of all Kohanim, he gets to be one of the Mavorchim, not one of the listeners, or whatever. But who knows, the most Pashup Shad is, who knows his Kav, he gets to be the leader of the Kohanim. In Hoya Kotten, and if this kid who is a Kotten who got Mafter, so he can't be Poris al Shema, and can't be over Lefnei Ateva, right? And Mashma also, he can't be Nosei Eskapov if he's a Kotten, right? Then, Avi Vorabo over Mal Yodo. Then we give the covet to his father or his Rebbe, and the father comes first. Kotten kori b'toro matargim. A kotten can read from the Torah and be matargim. Aval eno poris al shemayim. Some say that a kotten, even though he's a trader rabbanon, and everybody else who's chayiv in Kriyas HaTorah is a chadar rabbanon, when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, really the chiyuv is not on every individual. It's a chiyuv on the tzibur. So therefore he's not really motzi as a rabbi. And that's why a kotten can read from the Torah, even though he can't poris al shema, ve'eno over lefnei ateva. Ve'eno nosei eskapa. And a cotton can't be nosei eskapa. And Tosus explains that a cotton can't be nosei eskapa alone. But together with other Kohanim, he could, if he's a Bar Chinuch, Al Chinuch. Our minig is that no Ketanim ever duchen, even together with other Kohanim. But the Halacha, he could. Where he is Bar Mitzvah, but he doesn't have a beard yet, then he can duchen by himself, Bakroi. And they say in Chutz La'aretz, where you only duchen on Yontif, that's called Akroi. So he can duchen there. Or he can duchen once in a while. Once he has a beard, then he's duchens himself, even constantly. Okay.
He goes out from shul, or how?
What?
When they call the kohanim, if they don't go in, it's like...
Doesn't have to go to shul, no. since he's, what's it called? He's a cotton, and he's not in the smaller, he's gone though, and it's not covered at seabor, so he's not part of the bunch of cotton. Okay, then it's pocheach poris ashma. A pocheach, Rashi learns pocheach is where he's naked. He's not mamish naked, but he's not dressed well. And Tosus learns his clothing is torn. Poris ashma, it could be poris al shma, metar game, aval enu kori b'tor, it's not covered at Torah for a person to do that. Ve'enu overfin, he can't be a shliach tzibur like that. Ve'enu nosias kapov, and he can't do it. Summa poris ashma, metar game. A summa can be poris al shema and be metargein. And Rabbi Yehuda omer koshel oroa ma'oros miyom aveinu poris al shema. And Rabbi Yehuda holds a person who never could see. He was blind from birth, can't be poris al shema because you're making the bracha yotzer ha-ma'oros, yotzer or varichoshech. He never saw the difference between light and darkness. Rashi. Hamafter benavi, misha rogel ahafter benavi. Tiknu chachom shea poris al shema. The person who gets mafter also is Poris al Shema. Who overlifnei ha-tevel, ahotzi es ha-tzibur b'dusha shebetvila, right, we motzi the rabbin is a shliach tzibur, al yodo b'shvilo. And if he's a cotton, then his father or Rebbe go in his place. Cotton ain't no Poris al Shema, but he's b'vola hotzi rabbin dechavosim. Like Poris al Shema is being motzi the rabbin with kaddish, kedusha, baruch, whatever. Kivin she'eno mechuyev b'dover, eino motzi achirem dechavosim. Since he's not chayiv, he can't be motzi other people. Ve'eno nosi es kapov im koeinu. She ain't covered shall tzibur lios kfufim libirchaso. It's not covered for the tzibur to be kfuf to the bracha of the cotton. And like we said, that's only if he's nosi kapa by himself. But together with other kohanim gedolim, he could. Mikra din and our minig is not to do that. Pocheach meseches sofrim meforish kol shekroav nirim. His legs, right, his thighs are seen. Orum v'yochev metargim artiloi. So he's not mamish naked, whereas erva is out, but he's wearing short pants, whatever. A person wearing short pants can be shliach tzibur. Poreis ha-shema d'homachuyah b'bracha. Aval eno kori b'torah, mishum kovet ha-torah. V'chein l'thnei ha-teva, v'chein b'nsiyas kapayim. G'nai hu l'tzibur, what's it called, for this pocheach to be over l'thnei ha-teva. Okay. Assume Matosus brings down that even though Rabbi Yehuda holds it, Assume is potter mikola mitzvahs, but mit the Rabbanon he's chayiv. Even though he's a trade the Rabbanon, but he could be motzi other people because since he's a gadol and he's a bardas, right? He's not like a cotton who's a trade the Rabbanon who can't be motzi other people. Okay, my timer, Rav Papa Omri, and the same thing goes with a shliach tzibur. A shliach tzibur, it says, has to be misnali zikano to be a shliach tzibur permanently on all the time. But Bakroi, even if he doesn't have a beard, he could be a shliach tzibur, as long as he's not a cop. Okay. My timer, Rapapa Amr Mishum Kovet. Right? Rapapa says the reason is Mishum Kovet, Rashi, Lahavir Lefnei Ateva. Hoelu Mam Tziatzim L'Dover She'en Ovodo Tiknu Lo Zub L'Chovet. Since he's making himself available for Mafter, which is not such a great Kovet, so we give him, we make it up to him and give him the covet of being the shliach tzibur and the other things. Mishum in tsuye, that's what's called, Rabba Bar Shimi Omar Mishum Dosil in tsuye. People shouldn't fight, right? Shouldn't say, okay, you be the shliach tzibur, or I think Rashi means Rashi's a Mishum tsuye. Hadover boli di machlokes. Ani mafter v'yatot havar l'tnei ateva. I think that's the way you're supposed to read it. I'm going to say mafter, and you're going to be a shliach tzibur. So this way, we give it all to one person. I shouldn't fight. So Morris says, Tnan, what's it called? My binayu. What's the difference whether it's mishum kovet or mishum they shouldn't come to fight? Iki binayu, the ovid bechinam. If the shliach tzibur what's it called, doesn't get paid for being Shliach Tzibor. He does it for free. He's a volunteer. Rashi, Habol Lavrel Thnei Ateva, Eino Nofuskar. Doesn't get paid. The Hacha, in Suye Leka, there's no fight. Nobody's going to fight over volunteering. They'll fight over money, but not over volunteering. Mishum Kovet Ika, but still they'll fight over, what's it called, the Shliach, the union of Kovet. Samara says, if he was a cotton, then his father and the Rebbe are over al yodo. Some say that he only, if it's not the person himself, he doesn't get everything. He only becomes Shliach Tzibor. So if the father or the Rebbe are taking the place of the cotton, he becomes a Shliach Tzibor, but not Poris al Shema and not No Seis Kappa of all the other things. And others hold no. Over al yodo is just one example. He stands in place as if the cotton would be a gadol, and he would get everything if he said mafter, so the father or the Rebbe get everything also. Gemara says, I amrish mishum netsuye cotton bar netsuyehu. Right? If you say it's because of fighting, the cotton's going to fight. Right? The whole reason is because we're afraid people will fight. The cotton's not going to fight over these things. Elamai mishum kovet, cotton bar kovetu. If it's because of kovet, the cotton is a bar kovet. Ela ika kovet aviv a kovet rabo. Since the father and the Rebbe stand in his place, it's shayach fighting and it's shayach kovet. But maybe there's no raya from the fact that it applies to a cotton of either the reason is because hachanami ika nesuye aviv nesuye rabo. Father Rebbe will fight. So therefore, since a gadol takes his place, there's no raya from the fact that it applies to a cotton, whether it's because of kovet or because of fighting.